Service. And that's where we'll say thank you and goodbye to the World Service and get going here on BBC Radio 4. Good morning, I'm Tom Sanders. It's Thursday, the 9th of May, the birthday of the playwright Alan Bennett, who's 90 today. He was born in Armley in West Yorkshire, where the sun rose today 5 minutes ago and will set a few minutes before 9 o'clock. The shipping bulletin isn't too far off then. At 5:30, the latest news, sport and business. But first...
Hi, Greg.
I'm Greg Foote, and my show, Sliced Bread, is here to investigate the wonder products that you have questions about.
How accurate are these readings?
Does the price matter?
Which ones actually work?
Talking to the experts to see if the latest fads really deliver on their bold marketing claims.
I think there's a chance they can, but how much is the big question?
For me, they're the best things in sliced bread.
From LED face masks to air fresheners, sustainable period products to car tyres.
Hope you can help clear this up. Cheers.
The new series of Sliced Bread starts on Radio 4 and BBC Sounds this lunchtime at 12:30.
And now it's a very good morning to Chris Fawkes.
Hi Tom, good morning. And now the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0505 on Thursday the 9th of May 2024. The general synopsis at midnight. High Thames 1029, expected southern North Sea 1026 by midnight tonight. High 1019, 100 miles southwest of Iceland, losing its identity by same time. The area forecast for the next 24 hours. Viking, North Utsira, South Utsira. Southerly or southwesterly 4 to 6, becoming cyclonic 2 to 4. Rain and fog patches. Good, occasionally very poor. Forties, Cromarty, 4th. South or southwest 2 to 4, becoming cyclonic 3 to 5. Rain and fog patches. Good, occasionally very poor. Tyne, Dogger. West or southwest becoming variable later 2 to 4. Mainly fair, moderate or good. Fisher, German Bight. Southwest 3 to 5, veering west or northwest 4 to 6 later. Fog patches. Good, occasionally very poor. Humber, Thames. Southwesterly becoming variable later 2 to 4. Mainly fair, fog patches later. Good, occasionally very poor later. Dover, White, Portland, Plymouth. East or southeast, backing northeast in Dover and White, 2 to 4. Fair, fog patches at first in Plymouth. Good, occasionally very poor at first in Plymouth. Biscay, east or northeast, 3 to 5. Fair, good. Fitzroy, Seoul. Southeasterly 3 to 5, becoming variable 3 or less for a time, then northwesterly in west. Showers, good. Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea. South or southwest, but variable first in Lundy and Fastnet, backing southeast later 2 to 4. Fair, fog patches except in Fastnet. Good, occasionally very poor except in Fastnet. Shannon, south or southeast 4 to 6. Showers, good. Rockall, Malin, South Hebrides. Southerly or southwesterly 4 to 6, variable 3 or less for a time in Malin. Occasional rain, good, occasionally moderate. North Hebrides, Bailey. Easterly or southeasterly 3 to 5, veering southerly or southwesterly 4 to 6. Rain, fog patches, good, occasionally very poor. Fair Isle, Faroes. Cyclonic, becoming south or southwest later 4 to 6. Rain, fog patches. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Southeast Iceland. Variable 2 to 4, becoming southeasterly 4 to 6, then southwesterly later. Rain or drizzle. Moderate or good. And the weather reports from the coastal stations for 0400. Tari Automatic. Southwest by west 4. Recent drizzle. 2 miles, 1023, falling slowly. Stornoway, southwest by west 4, recent drizzle, 1.5 miles, 1019, rising slowly. Lerwick, southwest by west 6, drizzle, 1600 metres, 1016, falling slowly. Lucas, west by south 3, slight rain. 4 miles, 1023, now rising. Bridlington, west by south 2, 1025, falling slowly. Sandessy Light Vessel Automatic, southeast 1, 5 miles, 1028. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, 11 miles, 1028. Jersey, east-northeast 3, mist, 2 miles, 1027, falling slowly. Scilly Automatic, east by south 3, mist, 3 miles, 1027, falling slowly. Valentia, southeast 2, 27 miles, 1025, falling slowly. Ronald's Way, northwest 1, 1026, falling slowly. Malin Head, southwest 2, 16 miles, 1024, falling slowly. Here is the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours and issued by the Met Office at 0500. General situation. High pressure centred over the southern North Sea will migrate slowly eastwards today, keeping winds relatively light in the south, although some fog patches are expected. Fresher winds and a spell of rain is expected in the north and northwest as the Atlantic frontal system moves east. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. South or southwest 5 to 7, veering west or northwest 3 to 5, backing south or southeast 2 to 4 later. Rain or drizzle, fog patches, fair later. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor until later. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. South or southwest 2 to 4, becoming variable 3 or less. Occasional rain or drizzle until later, fog patches. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. Variable mainly west or southwest 2 to 4. Occasional drizzle at first in north, mainly fair. Good, occasionally moderate at first. Whitby to Gibraltar Point. Variable mainly south or southeast 2 to 4. Fair, moderate or good. Gibraltar Point to Northumberland. Southerly 2 to 4, becoming variable 3 or less. Fair, moderate or good. Northumberland to Selsey Bill. Variable mainly easterly or northeasterly 2 to 4. Fair, moderate or good. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis. Variable mainly east or southeast 2 to 4. Fair, moderate or good. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. East or southeast 2 to 4, but variable 3 or less at times in Lyme Bay. Mainly fair, fog patches at first in west. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor at first in west. Land's End to St. David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. Southeasterly 2 to 4, but variable 3 or less in east. Mainly fair, fog patches at first. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor at first. St. David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St. George's Channel. Variable 3 or less. Fog patches. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. South or southwest, occasionally variable, backing east or southeast later, 2 to 4. Fog patches at first. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor at first. Isle of Man. South or southwest, 2 to 4, becoming variable 3 or less later. Fair, good. Loch Foyle to Collingford Loch. Southwest becoming variable 3 or less, then southeast later 2 to 4. Fog patches at first, mainly fair. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor at first. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and the North Channel. Southerly or southwesterly becoming variable for a time, backing southeasterly later 2 to 4. Rain or drizzle and fog patches at first. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor at first. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point. Southwesterly 2 to 4, becoming variable 3 or less for a time, then southeasterly 2 or 3 later. Occasional rain or drizzle and fog patches at first, mainly fair later. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor at first. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath. Southwest backing south or southeast later 2 to 4. Occasional rain or drizzle and fog patches. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Shetland Isles. West or northwest, east or northeast, then southeast later 3 to 5. Occasional rain or drizzle and fog patches until later. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor. And that completes the Shipping Bulletin. I'll be back with the general weather forecast in a few minutes' time. But for now, it's back to Tom.
Thank you very much, Chris. This is BBC Radio 4. It's 5:30 on Thursday, the 9th of May. Good morning. This is News Briefing with Tom Sanders. The BBC has found that hundreds of people are living with undiagnosed hepatitis C because of the infected blood scandal. President Biden warns Israel the US will not supply it with weapons that could be used to attack the southern Gaza city of Rafah. In business, the latest interest rate decision is due from the Bank of England. And in sport, Real Madrid edge past Bayern Munich in the Champions League semi-finals. BBC analysis suggests there are more than 1,700 people in the UK living with undiagnosed hepatitis C after receiving contaminated blood transfusions decades ago. Official documents also indicate that government and NHS efforts to trace those most likely to have been infected were inadequate. The government says a new body will be set up to deliver compensation. This woman, who the BBC is not naming, contracted the virus from a transfusion in 1985. She passed it on to her daughter, who subsequently died. She says money will not make up for the pain she suffered.
I just want my daughter back, and that's never going to happen. Should never have happened. And they should be making some sort of apology. How much longer are we going to wait? How many more are going to die? This hepatitis is a silent killer.
President Biden has said the US will not supply heavy weapons to Israel that could be used in a major assault on Rafah in southern Gaza. The US has already delayed a shipment of thousands of bombs to Israel and is reviewing future deliveries. In an interview with CNN, Mr. Biden said he had made clear to the Israeli government how far America's support would extend.
They're going to Rafah. I'm not supplying the weapons that have been used historically to deal with Rafah. We're going to continue to make sure Israel is secure in terms of Iron Dome and their ability to respond to attacks like came out in the Middle East recently. But it's just wrong. We're not going to supply the weapons. I've made it clear to Bibi and the War Cabinet, they're not going to get our support if, in fact, they go in these population centers.
Rishi Sunak has warned that protests against Israel's military action in Gaza are disrupting learning at UK universities. He said that in some cases they'd led to outright harassment and anti-Semitic abuse. The Prime Minister will today meet university leaders at Downing Street and urge them to ensure Jewish students are protected. Some Labour MPs have criticised Sir Keir Starmer's decision to allow the former Conservative MP Natalie Elphick into the party. The MP for Dover says Rishi Sunak has failed on his pledge to stop the boats and that Labour would bring a better future for the country. Previously, Ms. Elphick said Labour had no plan.